The final mishnah of the perek is really a summary of the first three mishnayos, and it recaps the rule that me'ilah, or the punishment for me'ilah, when somebody benefits from something which has been designated towards the Beis HaMikdash, the punishment is that he has to bring a korban osham, as well as paying the value of that which he benefited from, plus a chaymesh, a fifth, which is in reality a quarter. And these punishments only apply to something which is totally given over to Hashem and to the Beis HaMikdash. And when it comes to korbanos, there are two categories, kodshei kodshim, which are higher level, more holy korbanos, and that is considered to be totally given over to Hashem. And even though the kohanim are allowed to eat the meat of the most of those korbanos, not all of them, but most of them, it's considered to be that they receive that portion of meat from Hashem, from Hashem's table, mishulchan gavoya kazochu. They receive the meat, so to speak, from Hashem's table, and that itself only occurs once the entire procedure of the korban has been completed. So until that point, it's considered to be totally given over to Hashem, and me'ilah will apply. On the other hand, kodshim kalim, which are korbanos which have a lower level of holiness, and the owner who is bringing that korban retains the meat for himself, and he'll eat it himself, so it's not considered to be totally given over to Hashem, and me'ilah will only apply once the blood has been thrown onto the Mizbeach, which allows the Emurim to be burnt on the Mizbeach. The Emurim refers to the parts of the Korban which are burnt on the Mizbeach. And once they become fit to be burnt on the Mizbeach, we now view them in and of themselves, and since they are fully given over to Hashem, because they are going to be fully burnt on the Mizbeach, Me'ilah would apply to them. So the Mishnah begins, Ma'is Domim, the application and the throwing of the blood onto the Mizbeach, B'kodshei Kodshim. When it comes to Korbanos which have a higher level of holiness, L'hokil L'hachmer, the throwing of the blood causes a leniency and a stringency over kodshim kalim, and when it comes to the korbanos which have a lower level of holiness, kuloi lahachmer, the act of throwing the blood onto the mizbeach is only going to be a stringency. Ketzad, what is the explanation of this? Kodshi kodshim lefnei zikas domim, the korbanos which have a higher level of holiness before the blood has been thrown onto the mizbeach, the blood of that animal, moyalin bo'emurim uvabasar, me'ilah would apply to somebody who benefits both from the emurim, which are going to be burnt on the mizbeach, and one who benefits from the meat, which is going to be eaten by the kohanim, because at the moment, the meat hasn't become permitted for the kohanim, and the entire animal is considered to be given over to Hashem. L'achar zukas domim, after the blood has been thrown onto the mizbeach, moelin bo'emurim, me'ilah would still apply to the emurim which are burnt on the mizbeach. However, the emurim babosar, me'ilah would not apply to somebody who benefits from the meat which can now be eaten by the kohanim, because that part has been given over to the kohanim. It's no longer totally Hashem's, as it were. Likewise, once the procedure of the korbanos has been fully completed, and the final critical stage is indeed the throwing of the blood onto the mizbeach, then the prohibitions which were mentioned in the past few mishnayos will kick in, alzeh v'alzeh, regarding both the emurim which are burnt on the mizbeach and the meat which is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim. Once the blood has been thrown onto the mizbeach, chayavim mishum pigel nosav atomei, one would be considered liable if he violates the prohibitions of pigel nosav atomei. Pigel is when one eats a korban which was invalidated because of an intention which somebody who was performing the service of the korban had to eat the korban past its time limit, or to burn part of the korban past its time limit. So that would invalidate the korban, such that even if somebody eats the meat within the time limit, the korban already became invalidated because of that intention, and it's forbidden to eat that meat. Noisar refers to a fully valid korban which didn't become invalidated, but it passed its deadline for eating it, and at that point it became invalidated, and it's forbidden to eat that. And Tomei refers to an impure person who is forbidden to eat the meat of korbanos, and all the more so the emurim, which are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Either way, anyone who violates one of these prohibitions is liable to the severe punishment of kores, where he is cut off, so to speak, from Hashem, and if he does it unintentionally, then he'll be liable to a korban chatos. All of these punishments, however, only apply once the procedure of the korban has been completed and the blood has been thrown onto the mizbeach. Continues the Mishnah, over kodshim kalim kulo lahachmer, ketzad, what is the explanation of that which the Mishnah stated earlier, that when it comes to the korbanos which have a lower level of holiness, the application of the blood onto the mizbeach is only going to be a stringency. Kodshim kalim lefnei zukas domim, these korbanos before the blood is thrown onto the mizbeach, ein moralin lo bo'emurim v'lebabosar. Me'ilah doesn't apply to somebody who benefits neither from the emurim, which are going to be burnt on the mizbeach, nor to somebody who benefits from the meat of the korban, because not the entire korban has been given over to Hashem, so Me'ilah doesn't apply. However, la'achar zukas domim, Once the blood has been thrown onto the Mizbeach, like we explained, Merlin Ba'imurim, Me'ilah would apply to somebody who benefits from the Imurim. Because now those are viewed in and of themselves, and they are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach, the Merlin Ba'basar, but of course Me'ilah would not apply to the meat, because the meat was never really given over to Hashem at all, and it's going to be eaten by the owner. Alzeh v'alzeh, both with regards to the Imurim and the meat, once the procedure has been carried out fully and the blood has been thrown onto the Mizbeach, as it should be, Chayav Mishum Pigel Nosar Tomei, one who violates the prohibitions of Pigel Nosar Tomei, would be liable to Kores or to bring a Korban Chatos, depending on whether he did it intentionally or by mistake. Nimtzai emerges, Maisa Domin B'Kodji Kodjim L'Hakil L'Hachmer, the throwing of the blood onto the Mizbeach with regards to the higher level Korbanos is both a leniency and a stringency. The truth is, it's a leniency with regards to the meat, because the meat stops having Me'ilah applying to it. With regards to the Imurim, the Mishnah refers to it as being stringent. The point is, it's just not a leniency. The Me'ilah will continue even after the blood of the animal has been thrown onto the Mizbeach, or the Kodshim Kalim, and with regards to the lower level Karbonos, Kula Lahachmer, it's only going to be a stringency because it's going to cause Me'ilah to now apply to the Imurim. This parak goes through all of the different types of karbonos, and at which stages Me'ilah will apply, meaning at which stages is it considered to be totally given over to Hashem. And as well as that, the Mishnah is also going to mention the three prohibitions we've been mentioning in the first parak: pigel, which is eating a carbon which became invalidated as a result of the intention to eat or burn part of the carbon beyond its time limit. Noisar is when a valid korban passes the time limit for eating it, and then somebody eats it. And tomei is when an impure person eats the meat of a korban. And to be liable to the punishments of those things, that would only apply once the whole procedure up until the applying of the blood onto the mizbeach, or wherever it needs to go, depending on which korban it is, as we're going to see. Once that has been done correctly, then these prohibitions will be in place. Begins the perek. Chatos or oif, a bird korban chatos. This is an example of kodshi kodshim, something which is totally given over to Hashem, and only the kohanim are going to be able to eat the meat. Moyalin b'mishah ukdashah, Me'ilah would apply to somebody who benefits from any part of it as soon as that bird has been designated as a korban. Nimlaka, once melika is performed on the bird, melika is the way that they would kill the bird when it's bought as a korban. They would use the kohen's sharp thumbnail to cut the neck of the bird. That's considered to be the first main part of the service of this korban. So as soon as the service of the korban and the procedure has begun, that gives an extra level of holiness and sanctity to that animal. Although, of course, it was holy as soon as it was designated to be a korban, that's why Me'ilah applied. But once the procedure of the korban begins, the bird gains an extra level of sanctity, and as such, certain levels of impurity which don't apply to regular items, but they do apply to items which have a high level of sanctity. So Hukshara, the bird becomes fit, lihiposel b'tevul yoim, to become impure via contact with a tevul yoim. A tevul yoim is somebody who has been impure, and he's gone through his entire purification process. He's been to the mikveh, the body of water which he needs to dip himself into in order to purify himself. However, even once he has done that, until the end of that day, until nightfall essentially, he still retains a very small degree of impurity. For most items, that's irrelevant. You can't make regular items impure. However, if this tevul yoim touches this bird once the procedure of the korban has begun, and it has such a high level of sanctity, for the bird it would be considered impure. And of course, that would mean that the rest of the procedure bringing the carbon cannot be continued, and the animal would need to be burnt, just like any carbon which becomes invalidated in the middle of the procedure. It should be noted that this term, lihiposel, is not the regular term used to describe something which becomes impure. Usually we talk about something being tomei, impure. The term posel, in the world of the laws of tumah and tahorah, impurity and purity, the term posel refers to something which itself is impure, but it cannot make anything else impure. In general, something which has become tomei, impure, if it touches something else, then it will make that other item tomei as well. The term posel refers to a very low degree of impurity, which the item itself has. So the item, if it's a korban, let's say, would be disqualified, but it cannot make anything else impure if it touches that other item. That's why this unusual term of lihiposel is used in the Mishnah. Likewise, if a mechusar kippurim, which is the next example in the Mishnah, touches the bird, he would also make it impure on a level that it itself wouldn't make anything else impure. Now, what exactly is a Mechusar Kippurim? A Mechusar Kippurim is somebody who is impure with a certain type of impurity, a certain type of tumah, which requires him to bring a korban at the end of his period of being impure. In general, it would mean that he was impure for 7 days, and he needs to go to the mikveh on the 7th day. And even once it's reached nightfall, since this person is obligated to bring a korban the next day, until he does so, he retains a very low level of impurity, despite having been to the mikveh already and it being the end of his period of impurity. Until he brings those korbanos that he needs to bring, he retains a very low level of impurity. So once again, if he touches regular items, that wouldn't make a difference. But if he touches this korban, it would invalidate the korban, despite the level of impurity being very small. And the third ramification of the procedure of bringing the korban beginning is uvalino, the idea of lino, which means literally the thing being left overnight. And in this case, it refers to the fact that once the procedure of the korban has begun, the blood of that korban has to be applied to the mizbeach on the same day. So the invalidation of lino would refer in this case to the blood being left past the end of that day. So if night begins and the blood still has not been applied to the mizbeach, then it would be invalidated by the invalidation of lino. So just like any other invalid korban, it would need to be burnt. So again, malika, which is when the kohen uses his sharp thumbnail to cut the neck of the animal, that's the beginning of the procedure of the korban. The end of the procedure of bringing that korban is huzodoma, when its blood is sprinkled and the kohen shakes the bird for its blood to go towards the mizbeach. Once the blood is applied to the mizbeach, then chayavna lehel mishum pigel nos v'tome. One would be liable to the punishments if he violates the prohibitions of pigel nos and tome. And we defined those terms earlier already. The ein bo me'ila. And me'ila would no longer apply to the meat of that korban, because the meat of the korban now becomes permitted for the kohanim to eat. Mishnah Beis. Oila so'if, a bird korban oila. This is also in the category of kodshe kodshim, which are totally given over to Hashem. But unlike a bird korban chatos, whose meat is given to the kohanim to eat, a bird korban oila is totally burnt on the mizbeach without any of it being given to the kohanim to eat. So since it's kodshe kodshim, the Mishnah says me'alim b'mishay hukdasha, me'ilo would apply to anyone who benefits from that animal as soon as it has been designated as a korban. Nimlaka, once malika is performed, when the bird's neck is cut with the kohen's thumbnail, then it gains a certain added level of sanctity, such that hukshra le'posel b'tful yoim, it becomes fit to be impurified if a tavul yoim touches it. A tavul yoim is somebody who has been to the mikveh, but he is still waiting for the day to end. And until that happens, he still has a small level of impurity. Ovim chuzai kippurim, somebody who has been tomei for a longer period of time and is obligated to bring a korban the next day. So even if he's been to the mikveh and the night has arrived already, he still has a certain level of impurity. And if he touches this bird, it would become invalidated. It's considered impurified on its level of sanctity, uvalina, and lina would apply to it, which means that its blood cannot be left until the end of the day. If the blood has not been applied to the mizbeach by the end of the day, then the entire korban would become invalidated. Now, what is the end of the procedure bringing the korban? Mitzadoma, when its blood is squeezed onto the wall of the mizbeach, the kohen would take the bird, and at the place of the cut, it would squeeze its blood out onto the mizbeach, and at that point the procedure is completed, and chayav aleihem mishum pigel noser v'tomei, the liability and the prohibitions of pigel noser and tomei would apply. Now, even once that part of the procedure has been completed, and the blood has been applied on the mizbeach, umelin bo, me'ila will still apply to the entire animal. Because when it comes to a bird korban oila, none of the meat is given to the kohanim to eat. And therefore me'ila would continue to apply achetetz leves hadeshen, until the ashes of this bird are taken to the place where the ashes were heaped up, the ashes which came from that which was burnt on the mizbeach. First, the ashes were taken off of the mizbeach and put in a pile next to the mizbeach, and later they were taken to a designated area outside of Yerushalayim. Only once that has been done is the me'ilah lifted, because once there's no longer anything else which needs to be done with a particular korban, then me'ilah will no longer apply. Mishnah Gimel. The vast majority of korbanos chatos, which are brought to atone for certain sins, the meat of those korbanos are given to kohanim. This Mishnah is going to talk about the korbanos chatos whose meat is not given to the kohanim, but are rather burnt totally. Paraman Strafim, the bulls which need to be burnt. There are three such type of korbanos, one which the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, one which a Kohen Gadol would bring if he makes a mistaken ruling in Halacha and acts accordingly, and one which the Sanhedrin, the biggest court of the Jewish people, if they made a mistaken ruling and everybody followed that mistaken ruling, then in order to atone for that, they would need to bring a bull. And those three bulls are totally burnt. Osir Manisrafin, and the goats, which are totally burnt. There are two types of these korbanos. One is one of the korbanos which is brought in Yom Kippur, and the other is also when the Sanhedrin, the court, would make a mistaken ruling. Specifically, if that mistaken ruling is with regards to the laws of idolatry, then the korban which they would be liable to is this goat. But yeah, as it may, that's not really the discussion of the Mishnah. Since these korbanos are kodshei kodshim, they're totally given over to Hashem, me'ila would apply as soon as they have been designated as the korbanos. Nishchatu, once they are slaughtered, so the procedure of bringing those korbanos has begun, they gain a high level of sanctity, and as such, they become fit to be impurified if a tevul yoim touches them, or a mechusai kippurim touches them. And lina would apply, which means that the blood must be applied to where it needs to be applied that very same day, or otherwise the entire korban will become invalidated. Huzo domon, once their blood is applied, and depending on which of which type of korban it is, the blood is applied in different places. For example, on Yom Kippur, the blood of those animals is applied inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the most inner room of the Beis HaMikdash. Be as it may, once the blood is applied where it needs to be applied, Chayavan Aleim Mishum Pigel Nosav Tomei, one would be liable to the punishments which are given for eating pigel nosar, or an impure person, a tommy person, eating the meat of the korban. Umwalin bohen, and me'ilo would continue to apply to them even once the blood has been applied, because none of it became permitted for the kohanim to eat. So me'ilo would continue to apply even when it's in the area where the ashes are piled up and it's being burnt, me'ilo would still apply at yutach habosar until the meat has been totally burnt up and turned into ashes. Until that's been done, we're still waiting for something to be done with the korban. The Torah requires that it be totally burnt. Me'ilah only ends if there's nothing else which needs to be done with that korban.